Come on. Stand up. Come on, stand up. Stand up. Come on, let's stand up. Someone say hallelujah. 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 Come on, praise him for a minute. Just begin to praise him. Come on, Lord, I praise you this morning. I praise you. Lord, my song to you is nothing, nothing to where my heart praises you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your holy name. Praise you in this house. Praise you in the lowest valleys. Praise you when the enemy comes like a flood. Praise you when everything looks wrong. Praise you when I'm at my worst. Praise you when I need you. Praise you when the enemy comes. Praise you in everything. Praise you, hallelujah. Praise you for what you're doing in our church. Praise you for what you're doing in my family. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, praise him this morning. Somebody should get excited in here. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you in this morning. We praise you in this place. We praise you in this place. We praise you in this place, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, thank you, Lord. You know, hallelujah means praise him in the highest. And the word means in Hebrew, really, giving thanks to God in the highest. Meaning the highest thanks, not to him because he's in the highest, but the greatest thank you is hallelujah. The word hallelujah is really thank you, God, for everything. You may be seated this morning. Listen, this week being Thanksgiving week, and we have to give thanks to our Lord for all that he's done for us, amen? We should be thanking him every day. You know, thank him before you ask him anything. Lord, thank you just for everything. Thank you. And we have requests because it said let your requests know. Don't get me wrong. A lot of preachers said, all we do is pray for ourselves. Don't do that. Yeah, the Bible says do that because he said ask, because you don't ask, you don't get. So, first of all, God wants to be responsible for everything we get. Let's get it straight right now. In all things, ask him. So wait, I don't know. I'm not going to pick on any preachers today, and that's not my job. I told someone yesterday, it's not your job to defend what's being preached. That's God's job. But what I do say for us is that we're going to praise God in this house. And we're going to praise him for everything, and whatever I ask him, I'm going to ask him if he gives it to me or not. Then if I don't have it, guess what? I'm not supposed to have it. But I'm still going to ask him. Come on, let's praise him again. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. You know, in the last couple of weeks, I'm going to tell you, this thing has resonated with me for 2 weeks. I had this message 2 weeks ago, and my wife had came in with this little message she preached last week. And, you know, she says, I need to preach this. The Lord showed me this, and I got to preach it. He told me I need to preach it next week. And I said, okay. This Sunday? Yeah. She started to share with me, and I said, okay. Man, she knocked it apart. How do you follow that? I'm like, I told her, I'm not kidding. I told her 3 days this week, you need to preach a Sunday. She says, no, next month. And I said, no, nobody could follow that. Poor Pete had to follow it first. I almost brought things up here to distract you, like she, you know, like her little things. And I was going to just put like some stuffed animals or something. Everybody's going to be just like distracted. They won't know what I'm saying. And they're just, hallelujah, it's a great service. How do you follow that? But this is how you follow that. Hallelujah. See, church, we need to understand something today, that we cannot do anything greater than our God. We can't do anything in the flesh anyway. We can do nothing. The Bible says when you think you're somebody, you're nothing. I don't care at what level we get to. Man, I can look astute. I can even wear a suit vest up here and look good. But it doesn't make me any more smarter or more profound, or more anointed. The anointing comes from God. Did you know this, that the anointing breaks the yoke? It breaks the yoke. So here it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the word hallelujah, we need to understand something here. Amen? Watch this. But in this church, as we praise and worship, the Lord will show me this, that we must have to have a freedom to worship the Lord. His death and resurrection has given us the victory over death, sin, and our enemy. We must keep the reverence in the house of God. We must be quiet and reverent. And we must handle the things of God. Hallelujah! Praise God! Glory to God! Praise Him! Please, please, please hear me today. Please hear me today. I'm not picking on any churches or anybody else. But in this house, we're going to praise the Lord. You know, we have lost. Now, there must be reverence. Never try to draw attention to yourself. You know, there's been some things in the Christian church for, you know, over the times. There's gone through some things. And we look back, we kind of think, well, that was kind of funny. You know, some of the things rolling around. And, you know, that just made the dry cleaners a little more money, I think. But, no, and, you know, we don't know. I'm not going to pick on anything because the Spirit of God's moving. If He tells you to roll around, you better roll like a steamroller. And here's the thing. But it's not to draw attention to ourselves. There's going to be a freedom in this church to worship God. Praise God. We need to see something here. We have been delivered. No. I don't know if you're getting me. You know, we're not Uber and God's not an Uber. He didn't take you from there to there and let you out and let you do whatever you want. God is not an Uber driver. We have been delivered. Come on. I want to show you something here, what hallelujah really means. Can I? Revelation 19:1 says this. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who has corrupted the earth with her fornication. And he has avenged her on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again, they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 24 living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you servants and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it was were, a voice of a multitude, as a sound of many waters, and the sound of mighty thundering saying, hallelujah, for the Lord is omnipotent reigns. But let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant. And now your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Let's pray. Father, this morning, Lord, I need you to enlighten us, to show your light upon us. Our hearts, our spirit, Lord, our inner man, our spiritual man, our being, God. For we are not of ourselves, but delivered in the sight of God. Lord, let us be delivered in the sight of ourselves. Lord, let us be made righteous by you, Father, not by ourselves. Let us not have a self-righteousness, but, Lord, be covered in the blood. Lord, as we come to the marriage of the Lamb, the supper, the great marriage, Lord, it says that your church, Lord, knowing who we are. But how do we know unless we are being taught? Father, today, do we worship you the way we're supposed to? Lord, I just praise you that you enlighten us to how you would ask us to be towards you, God. We know how you are towards us, how good you are always. But bless us today with the understanding of how we're to be to you and how we're to see our God. In Jesus' name, amen. What is the spirit of prophecy? Prophecy is knowing the future, a word given by the Spirit for accurate direction. When the writer of this book, John, wrote this book, in Revelation, he was talking about what was going to happen. And what the reason he said that this was a prophecy, it was that it wasn't going to happen then. But it is going to happen. Revelation, when Revelation was written, it was for the future. It was for us at our marriage supper with our God. And we haven't had that yet. If we had, then we're not there. And what some people say, this is hell. This is not hell. This is nowhere near hell. And we haven't seen heaven yet. Or maybe a little bit if we have. Amen? But let's see. So hallelujah is a word knowing that the outcome from the Lord. Hallelujah, the word is a prophetic word spoken out to let the flesh and spiritual realm know that we are trusting God for an outcome. How many of you have been promised something? Well, you guys live horrible lives. You've never been promised something. Some of us never have anything. I don't ever get anything. My mom's going to my brother's house. Oh, we've all been promised something. Come on, we've all been promised something. But a promise is something to come, is it not? When you get a promissory note, it means it happens. We have been given a promise of eternal life by the blood that was shed at Calvary. You got to understand something here. We have been delivered from sin because of that blood. The price has already been paid. Hallelujah is a prophetic word. I'm going to talk about hallelujah this morning, a word we give in praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah is a, and the word hallelujah is pronounced hallelujah, is a wonderful word. Hallelujah is a wonderful word. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah is a wonderful word. Please, you guys gotta understand, you need to start picking up on some lingo here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you. Okay, there's the door. I want everybody to go out this door, come back in that door, and come back in. We're going to start all over. Girls, come on up. We're going to. No, no. We need to praise God this morning. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. There's going to be a freedom in this house. At any point you want to get up and praise God, you get up and praise God. That's what kind of service we're going to. Can I get an amen? We're going to praise God. And if I start to run around and jump around, don't get excited. I'm not having any kind of seizure or nothing. I'm going to praise God this morning. I'm just going to do it. Lord, I'm going to praise you this morning with every bit inside me. I love you so much, God. I just, you know what? Hallelujah. Watch this. The word hallelujah occurs four times in Revelation, but nowhere else in the New Testament. Matter of fact, in the Bible. Amen. The word occurs, anyway, so in the New Testament. It belongs here because God's people are rejoicing without restraint, watch this, at his victory over Babylon. And now, hallelujah, our victory over death and sin. Oh, my gosh. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have victory over death and sin. I have victory. We have victory over sin. Come on. That's Thanksgiving time. Thank you, Jesus. We have victory over our enemy, over sickness, over poverty, over anxiety, over addiction. Come on. I have victory. You got to put your struggle right there. Whatever you're going through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't have to put up with nonsense because we have been delivered. Watch. You got to see. Please, somebody, come on. Why should we be praising God in the midst of our battle? Why praise Him when He's allowed us to go through battles? I sing a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. Listen, we're to praise the Lord Jesus Christ whenever we're in a storm or a battle or uncertainty. Hallelujah. Come on. Put something in there. I heard something. Put something there. Hallelujah, Lord. Put something there. If you ain't put some there, you ain't hearing me. Put something there. Put it before the Lord. Set it there and say, hallelujah, Lord. Look for God to move. Watch. Knowing our God has the victory, even when we're going through the worst of it, praise His name. Hallelujah and glory to God. I think of Abraham and Isaac. Abraham knowing that God is going to have him suffer to kill his own child at the altar. Wait a minute. You mean God, Abraham was praising God when he had to take his son's life? Don't you think that Abraham was kind of questioning God? That, man, they're going and Isaac knows what's happening. He's helping his father to put sticks. And then he says, climb on, son. It don't take nothing to understand that something's about to happen to something. And I love, all of a sudden Isaac said, Father, where is the ram? Where? And Isaac, with a thrust, said, don't worry. He's going to deliver the ram. And then all of a sudden God stops him. See, we don't praise God the way we're supposed to praise God. You follow through just like God's going to follow through. Hallelujah. You see, Abraham understood something there that no matter what it looks like, God's going to follow through. Hallelujah, Lord. How about Job? When his family was taken and killed and lost everything, boils boiling his heart, he would not deny God. Praise God. I know that, Lord, he probably suffered. And I'm going through some things right now. He's in the doctors on Friday, Friday, right, on the doctors. And they're like, oh, it's just part of your, and it hurts, man. I'm hurting at night. And pray for Pastor because my neck, it's scar tissue, all this stuff. And I'm having a hard time. And I'm like, where's God in there? Praise God. Listen, praise God. Even when it looks so wrong, we're to worship and praise God. We're to offer up an offering of thanksgiving. We're in the Thanksgiving week, people. What no greater time. You know what? You know what Thanksgiving means? Black Friday. It used to be thanking God or being thankful for another year. That's what Thanksgiving is, for what He's brought you through. But now it's Black Friday. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, the only one that's happier about Black Friday is turkeys. Because a lot of people aren't cooking turkeys no more because it takes too much time away from their Black Friday. Even when it looks so wrong, we're to worship and praise God, to offer up an offer of thanksgiving. Psalms 104, enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. I love Psalms because Psalms has more things about being thankful and entering and giving to God. Because it's a book of just blessing God. We're to bless God. Bless Him. What do you give somebody that has everything? Give Him praise. Praise Your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm thankful for You. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Should have locked myself away with this message. Should have just locked myself up in a room and just went totally binoculars because I want to run up and down the stairs right now. Hallelujah. Pastor Dennis, I'm supposed to thank him for the flat tire.
Yes.
Praise him when my child is out of control. Praise him in the cancer. See, hallelujah is a battle cry. When the taxa come, when the attacks come, we're to thank God. See, hallelujah is a battle cry. I'm going to show you something today. We need to understand. You can leave here with anything else, but don't leave here without this. Hallelujah is a battle cry. Putting God right in the situation. See, some people, I said this at the other night at the table. Well, you know, praise God for cancer? Yes. And someone said, no, that's given to the enemy. I said, no. That's putting God right up front. Praise God that he's going to bring me through it. Praise God that he's going to see you to your victory. Praise God that God is on it before doctors. Praise God. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah in everything. Yes, the flat tire. Yes, everything else. Yes, in sickness. Yes, in the good times. Yes, in the bad times. Hallelujah for everything. We need to understand something. We need to be praising God. Are you going to look like a real weirdo sometimes? Hallelujah. I don't believe we thank God enough. We don't praise him enough. We don't. We've become so busy, and he's given us so much stuff that we have become so busy to praise him. Praise you, Father. Praise you this morning. Lord, I want to make up for the whole year today. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians 5 and 16 says this. Rejoice always, always. Pray without ceasing in everything. Come on. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything, meaning not only in the great times, but in the tough times. It's more important that we praise God in the difficult times than in the great times. We become like spoiled children, thanking God like, oh, he just always loves me more. I remember there was a woman said, God loves you, but he loves me more. Burr, burr. You know what I mean? And that's cute because you should feel like that, but it's not true. In the men's Bible study, we've learned that God is not partial to anyone. Means he's no respecter of persons. He loves us all the same. Imagine that. Can you imagine somebody like Pastor Denise, which does so much for God, and then he loves me as much as her? Put yourself in there. How much are you praising God? Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Come on. Oh, come on. Hallelujah! I'm going to praise you today, Lord. I'm going to put you right on top of the situation. Oh, Lord, when the doctor walks in, I'm going to say, hallelujah. Before he can give me his answer, I'm going to take the answer of the Lord. I'm going to put God right in the middle of the mix. See, you can have bread, but without yeast, it just comes out like a lump of dough. But God is the thing that rises up in us. Oh, come on. That's right. Nobody cooks anymore, so they didn't understand that analogy. Well, you got to have yeast, and then, you know, never mind. Always and always and everything, give thanks. Wait a minute, Pastor. When the car breaks down, thank you, Lord. When you stub your toe in the middle of the night, glory to God. When your pipe breaks under your slab of your house, believe me, I know. Hallelujah. Let me tell you a little story. A couple weeks ago, my wife says, the water is so hot in the sink. What's going on? Well, I had turned it up when it was off, and one of my pipe burst under the thing, but I didn't know. I'm like, I don't know, babe. Maybe our water heater's getting the glory of God on it or something. I don't know. So I run downstairs. I usually have feet or slippers or something on, and I walk on my floor, and it's hot. I mean, it is really hot. Then I know the truth, that a pipe is broken under there. Then Stephen comes to the house and says, "Pastor, you got water coming out in your garage." And I said, "I know. So what are we going to do?" Praise God. I just started praising him. Praise God. And this is what I really thought. This is really what I thought. I thought, praise God. Stephen says, "You know what? I'll have my guys come cut your floor for you, Pastor. We'll get it done. Don't worry." And I said, "I got a $4,000 floor in there." And I said, "I don't really want to cut it." He said, "Well, let's cut it on the outside. You know, he's got it. Yeah, cut it." Pete comes over and helps me fix something else. He says, "Ray, reroute it there. It's an easy way." And I'm like, praise God, I'm getting the answer. Praise God. I just kept praising God. "Lord, you know I don't want to spend that money. I don't got it right now. We don't got it. Like, I don't want to do that." So I'm sitting there, and Stephen calls me. "My guys will be there tomorrow." Thank you, Stephen. "My guys will be there. Pastor, we'll get it taken care of for you." I'm like, praise God, praise God. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just praising God. I'm getting ready for the message. And the Lord says, "Well, what about the bathrooms in the church?" And I'm like, "Lord, I gotta fix my own bathrooms first, man, you know, whatever." And then I get it. The Lord told me what to do in the bathrooms. He said, "Put the little water heaters under there." And I started thinking, I thought, oh, man, I don't have to tear up nothing. I'll just put a little water heater under my sink, and I'll have hot water. See, but I could have just went off the deep end. "Lord, why me?" But I began to praise God. And then God, sending people, really the works of God are moving. Pete came over for a day, helped me repipe the water heater, do other stuff. Stephen's going to come cut the concrete. The Lord was sending all that. But until I just sit down and said, "You know what, Father, I'm trusting in you, I praise you," then I, all of a sudden now I got a little water heater. I got better water heater in the front. The rest of the house has water and heat and everything else. It was just under the sink, no water. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in everything. Yes. Praise him in a broken pipe under the floor. It's easy to thank and praise God when everything is delightful and perfect. Oh, come on. When we get to raise a hallelujah over that wife, oh, that beautiful one, Lord, I'm looking at. Oh, give her to me, God. She's starting to look at me. Oh, I want her. Praise God. Oh, my God. She's going to look past all my nonsense, and she's going to love me. Well, what about when she don't love you anymore? Praise God. Praise God when everything's working perfect, but what when the stress comes? Praise God. When we get a raise, praise God. But what about when we get the pink slip? Praise God. I told the story before, and I'll tell it right now. When I was working for the city, they were laying off a lot of people that have been there a long time. They were giving out pink slips at the city. And there was a no hire, so I don't even know how I got the job. Well, we know how I got the job. But anyway, so the guys come in and said, "Dennis, just be prepared. You're going to go because every shop is losing at least one guy, but most likely two guys. Boss already came in the morning and said that you weren't here." I said, "Okay." I said, "Whatever." He said, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do?" And it was right before Christmas, too. It was like October or whatever. And I said, "You know what? God gave me this job. He'll give me another. Praise God." So the next morning we came in, my boss handed out two pink slips. One went to a guy that had been there 13 years, to another one a long time too. And the guy said, "You know what, Dennis, this is nothing about you, but this is wrong." He said, "This guy's been here 6 months or two, a year, and I'm getting a pink slip." And my boss said, "We don't pay his salary. The government does. He was given to us on a federal grant. This guy will never lose his job unless he kills someone." That's what my boss said. Do you see how God works? Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. But even when the devil came to tell me I got a pink slip, praise the Lord. You got to praise him in everything. See, you can't just praise God when it all looks good. It's easy to praise God when everything's beautiful, when everything's brand new and everything's just wonderful. It's easy to praise God then. But you know what? We got to praise God in the storm. We sing, I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah, watch this, louder than my unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. This is the powerful one. My weapon is a melody. Watch, watch, watch. I know we're getting a little burned out on the song, but I had to sing it today because I'm preaching. I sing a hallelujah. This is the best one. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. We're gonna hear my praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Praise isn't just a catchy tune. There's power in the melody. I sing a hallelujah is saying that I trust God with everything. I am thankful for everything you allow me to go through. A young man was in my house last night, and he was struggling. And this man is going, he goes to a huge Baptist church. He studies at a Pentecostal Bible study at our house, and he's in a Bible class or a Hebrew learning class in the temple on Saturday. And I said to him, what's going on? And he said, well, I'm overwhelmed. And I said, yeah. 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 But I said, Stephen. Oh, I shouldn't use his name. Not this Stephen. Stephen knows. But Stephen knows Stephen. I said, listen to me. I said, your church would really be, you know, I'm so glad you're just loving and serving God and so hungry for the word. Because most likely your pastor would say, you probably shouldn't go to, not that our Bible study's any wrong or nothing, but we're Pentecostal. Hallelujah! You know why Pentecostal is a problem? Hallelujah! Because we're over the top. Hallelujah! We believe in what God is. Hallelujah! I believe in the gifts. I believe in prophecy. I believe in the word of God. I believe in it all. All, and we're over the top. Now with that said, they don't believe in women preachers. Old King James only. There's some restraints in his church, and it's okay. It's their church. That, you know, that's okay. That's the, you know, there's great Bible teaching and all that. But they probably wouldn't want you at a Pentecostal Bible study with a knucklehead like me. And then you're going to the temple on Saturday to learn Hebrew? What will get into a man? But listen. It's not about religion. It's about the desire to please God. And you don't think the enemy's going to come against this young man? I said, praise God, you're going through some stuff, son. I said, because the truth of the matter is, when you're going through something, there's resistance. I said, do you ever lift weights? If you get on the bench, the more weight you push, it's not the weight, it's the resistance. And God is no different. He's going to allow you to go through things to put some resistance against you, to build your strengths in Him. And when cancer or your car breaks down or your children come at you, the resistance is raising the hallelujah muscle. Glory to God. See, because He says this in His word, when I am weak, He becomes strong. And you know what? We need to understand something today, that we don't praise God enough. And when you hear a word like this, or a word when someone's preaching, or something else, bring glory to God, because it's strengthening you. I raise a hallelujah, always giving thanks to the Lord. Thanksgiving isn't just about a short vacation or even about Thanksgiving isn't about a short vacation or even a turkey. It's about being thankful. Our praise for the Lord should be louder in the tough times than in the easy day when he's given us what we want. Hallelujah isn't when he gives us that mate. Thank you, Lord. It's when that mate has everything against us. Hallelujah. He's there in the storms. He's there in the battles. He's there in the sickness. Hallelujah. Thanking and praising God is the first part of having faith. Are we acknowledging God? Proverbs 3 and 6 says this, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Jesus wants to be in every part of our lives. And how do we do it? When he's not seen. I don't see Jesus. Then praise him. You don't feel the Lord? Begin to praise him. Going through a struggle and feel like you're so far from God? Begin to praise him. You know you're not where you're supposed to be? Begin to praise him. Fighting with sin? Begin to praise him. Can't just stop doing something? Begin to praise him. Do you know how hard it is to sin when you're praising God? It's literally impossible. Impossible. Do you know whenever the enemy comes, begin to praise him. How thankful are we really for God if you will not acknowledge him in public? I'm not trying to embarrass you, but how many of you found yourself embarrassed to pray over your food in public? Now at work or at a family function? Let's pray. Let's just pray real quick. Lord, bless our food. Anybody? Come on, let's be honest. Or, thank you, Lord. Anybody? I have. I've caught myself. Let's pray real quick, babe. Let's pray. I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. Let's pray. No, Pastor. Well, we don't want to, you know, we're already throwing a wrench because half people want to get plowed and they're waiting for us to leave. But I don't want to make anybody more. No, I'm just being honest with you. I've caught myself. The Lord reminded me when I'm getting ready. I'm like, yeah, I'll get them, Lord. You'll get them. Yeah, come on, we'll get them. And what about you, you knucklehead? Yeah, he reminded me of the dinner. Huh? Did he remind you too? No, when I said it, huh? It was your fault. No, it's my fault. Are you embarrassed of God? Come on, let's be honest today. Anybody ever been embarrassed of God? Do they know that you're a Christian on your job site? Well, you said it, Pastor. I've been hired to be Billy Graham. I'm not supposed to be coming on here preaching. No, you're not. And let's get this straight. If you've been hired by a job and they didn't hire you to come to be the preacher or as a Christian to be that God insight on the job, you do your job and under authority. The Bible says that that's part of authority. You being a workman, you didn't get hired to be Billy Graham. But they should know that you're a Christian. My wife had a guy at work for a long time. I've told the story before. That worked there for years. And then we did an outreach in Los Angeles, and this guy's playing the drums. My wife goes, look it, there's that guy. I work with him. I said, yeah, you're right, babe. Next thing you know, he's up there. Praise the Lord, this and that, and glory to God. Hey, Sister Denise. And my wife's like this. And then she came up with a term, secret agent. He was a secret agent. Nobody knew he was a Christian, and now he's this evangelist at this outreach. How can that be? See, if people don't know who you are, if people don't know who you are, listen to me. If they don't know who you are, they don't know who to come to in a time of trouble. They count on you being there and who you are. Be Pentecostal. Reverence, balance. You know, don't be over there casting demons out of your boss. Don't do it. It don't work. You know, I rebuke you, devil, and start laying them down on the ground. Don't do that. But they should know who you are on the job. First Chronicles 16 and 8 says this. Oh, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. I'm not trying to embarrass anyone, but the people around us every day should know that who we serve or what type of Christian we are. Or are we a Christian at all? If I'm not publicly showing who I am, if I'm not announcing who I am I a Christian at all? Luke 12 and 8 says this, also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, come on, him, the Son of Man, will also confess before the angels of God. How do people see you when things happen? How do we handle adversity when we fall apart? Are we the ones that people look to when things hit the fan? Because of our trust in God, we move in faith. I said in the very beginning, I said, people that don't go to my church here, people I've known for many years, they text me right away. Did you get the text in the middle of the night? I got blasted with a group text, and then everybody texts me after for prayer for somebody. I haven't seen this person in 6 years. And before that, I hadn't seen her in a long time before that. It was at her mom's funeral. But when everything hits, they know who to call. Why? Because we are who we say we are. I am not ashamed to be a Christian. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not lower than. And when people said, well, you need that crutch, you needed Jesus Christ. I remember, you know, somebody saying to me one day, well, I don't need Jesus. You were really messed up, Dennis. It was an old friend of mine. You were really messed up, man. You needed the Lord. It worked good for you. He said, you needed that crutch. I said, crutch? I needed the ambulance, brother. The truth. And I still need him every day. Come on. Are we the ones people look to when things are all going wrong? God's looking for some examples today. Let's stand this morning. Going through something? Or is everything pretty good right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise Him. Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning. And I praise you. Begin. Just lift your hands for a moment. Lift your hands. Open your hearts. This is Thanksgiving week. Just thank Him. Thank Him for what He's doing. What song? Okay. Did you have something to say? You keep flagging me down. Just lift your hands. Come on. Turn it up. It's not the right one. Oh, it doesn't matter. Just lift your hands. Open your hearts this morning. Just begin to thank Him. Thank Him that I forgot the homeless, but God put it in somebody else's heart. Thank God that